Everybody likes guns. They just don't know it. Deep inside of his soul, there's a cowboy trying to get out.
Welcome to New Shooter Canada. Please remember that the show's content and word pronunciation is simply the opinion of the hosts and their guests.
Hi everybody, and welcome to episode 181 of New Shooter Canada. Thanks for joining us tonight. We are sorry that it's taken us so long to get out another episode, but life's a change, things move on, we've got new jobs, people are going to school, so we're going to try to get out the shows regularly. But tonight, I have, of course, wonderful Wanda. How you doing, Wanda?
Hi, good, Thomas.
And we have Mr. Benny. How you doing, Benny?
Great.
And tonight, we have Jason Philp, and he's going to tell us a little bit about the 9th Annual Canadian Podcasters Charity Shoot. But before we get into that, let's talk about what we did with guns this week. So, Benny, you've got the short list week.
Yeah.
This week, do you not?
I picked up some projectiles for reloading 223 finally. So I picked up 500 now just blanked on the name. Guys out of Quebec.
Just regular. I know who you're talking about. I forgot
Cam
the
Pro,
name.
Cam Pro. There we go.
That's
55
it.
55 grain Cam Pro boat tail, regular. You know, nothing too fancy. From what I hear, it runs just as good, if not better, than like say Hornady or something. And it's just plinking ammo. You know, I don't consider my 223s to be long-range target rifles. But on that note, I have started looking for a 308 bolt gun to, you know, reach out a little further than I'm used to. So we'll see what comes up in my scannings of CJN. But if any of the listeners have a, you know, 308 bolt gun that they don't mind parting with, send us a message.
Have you found any, have you started reloading for your 41 Magnum?
I have, as I only have I only started with the empty cases. Like, I never actually bought any ammo for that. I went shooting with someone else once who had that caliber. I picked up the brass from shooting with them, and so I have less than 100 rounds of 41 Magnum, and I've shot it a couple of times. So yeah. I have reloaded for it, but not a lot.
It's a nice shooting round. It's a lot more comfortable than a 41 Magnum, but it still has that pep to it.
Yeah.
Jason, what about you? What have you been up to with guns this week?
I fondled. Does that count?
Yep.
No.
Yeah, that counts.
Actually not a bad week for gun stuff for me. Obviously, being involved with a podcast, just charity shoot, there's not a whole bunch of time to turn money into noise. But my daughter's swim club had a silent auction at their swim meet, and I donated a range day. So just an introductory range day, a selection of rifles and handguns. I'll just be the top bidder, and I'll take you. And if you want to bring somebody else, we do it for the price of the ammo. So nobody gets real rich off it, but it is fun. And I did that before for somebody else. I took actually a university prof at the Southern Alberta Institute of Technology. I did a fundraising event there for them and donated a range day. And they actually brought five people with them. So it was a really good day. We exposed people who started off the day saying they didn't think anybody should have guns. And at the end of the day, the one girl still thought that nobody should have guns, but she still was an excellent shot. So with no preconceived notions of how to do it, she listened to it as well. And yeah, it's been, you know, this will be 10 people this year that I've taken and put a firearm in their hands for the very first time. And still no injuries, so we're good.
What a great idea. What a great way to get new people out shooting.
Well, and it gets me a kitchen pass. Oh, sweetie, I gotta take these people to the range, and gets me to the range too, right?
Works every time.
And what about you, Wanda? What have you done in guns this week?
Well, I came to visit you, right? And
yes, you did. I got my mat back.
Yes, you got your mat back in your case back that you lent me from Maple Seed last year. And we replaced the trigger on my 1020. And change the poundage on the shot, right? From 6 pounds to 3.
Yeah, you bought the kit And we put in a new hammer, a new trigger return spring. And I think when we tested, it was almost 7 pounds. And when we were finished, it was probably just over 3. So that'll probably loosen up a little bit as time goes on too. But
I haven't had it out to the range to try it yet, but it's on my list of things to do this weekend. We have alternating boat weekend, then range weekend, and then boat weekend, and then range weekend. So
that sounds fair. He gets to play in his dinghy, and you get to go shooting.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, wasn't there a fatality involving the mast?
Yes. Well,
George isn't here, so we get to throw him on. Like, I did invite him on the show, and so since he's not here, he's fair game.
Yes, the mast came down last year, and it came down sideways. Ouch. So the base of the mast is warped, but it's metal, right? So it's going to be a big ordeal to get it fixed. So right now it is a floating cottage with a little motor on it. But we have really excellent neighbors, and last weekend one of the neighbors took George sailing. I wasn't able to make it out, but I took George sailing, so he's still got the sailing bug.
He's got to get back the shooting bug.
I know. He only goes shooting now because I bug to go shooting.
Well, keep bugging him. Tell him you want to try cowboy action next.
I know. That would be good, wouldn't it?
That would be great.
Just tell him you want to go mounted shooting, Wanda.
Mounted shooting.
That's a thing in Ontario.
It's a thing everywhere.
Is that like on a horse? Is that what you mean?
Yes. Yep. Yes, it's a horse.
He's already got half the gear, just needs to buy the horse.
You don't want to read anything into it. It's an actual event, cowboy action on horses, and Ontario now has a mounted shooting competition too. And I think it started last year. So I've shared a couple of the events on our Facebook page.
I can't imagine me getting up on a horse, but
you know, I think it makes sailing sound cheap.
Well, the boat was free, so all he's paying is his mooring fees, like in his dock fees and storage, but the mast is going to cost him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had people I know people that got free horses too. It's still not free.
No, it's still not free.
No.
And he had to pay for the motor and everything. Like, he got the boat for free, but he had to buy the motor and all the safety gear and all that.
Well,
still sounds like a lovely way to spend the weekend.
Yes, it is nice.
Just floating on the water, dropping a line in. And you've got a little bunkie in there so you guys can actually sleep on the boat, right?
Yes, it sleeps four. It has a little kitchenette and a head. And so we're totally functional on the boat.
And the head's a washing for those of you who don't know. That's
yes, that's right. It has a toilet.
Well, I've actually had a very, very busy weekend, Guns, for the last couple of weeks. The Bill Blair sent me Panic on ARs. It's gone nuts at every gun store across Canada. Everybody is sold out. We had people come in.
Tell me about it.
It's been insane. It's been absolutely insane. Not just one person coming in. They're bringing in their kids and their wives, and they're all buying ARs, and then they're going back and they're buying 3 or 4 handguns. There's none left. You might be able to get a high-dollar Colt if you're lucky, or if you shop around, you might.
I didn't mention this because I forgot, because last time I sort of knew it, I didn't say anything about it, but I'm currently looking at a gun store called Aim Firearms and Outdoors. And I think last I checked, they have some Rugers and DPMSs.
That's it. Yeah, that's the only thing.
Ruger AR-556 and DPMS Oracle, and they also have the DPMS Oracle lower, I believe.
Okay, so listen to that, because any other gun shop doesn't have any left in stock. We're sold right out. Absolutely. We have sold more ARs in 2 weeks than we've sold the entire time that the store has been open. I think we're up to over 80 ARs.
Oh wow! Yeah, they're pretty much going as fast as the distributors can get them in.
That's the problem. The distributors, their current stock is gone. So like Smith & Wesson doesn't have any, SIG doesn't have any. So they're trying to get them in. So hang tight because nothing officially has been announced, but it's still a panic buy right now. And it's just, it's funny. They're coming and buying any ARs and worries. Well, I'm worried about not being able to get a handgun. I've got my restricted, but I've never got a handgun. And I thought I had one guy, I sold him a couple of ARs and then I sold him 3 or 4 handguns too. So great to see. Like the retailers are having
I think it's also worth mentioning, Thomas, that when this panic buy went on in the U.S. with Obama's and his scares, the prices kept going up and up and up. And I haven't seen the Canadian retailers doing that. Like they've been, I think part of them is they want to make sure they don't get stuck with any inventory. It's got to be part of it. But I think they're also cognizant of the fact that there's a ton of social value in adding to the amount of people that actually have ARs. Like $1,800 ARs a day is what we were, what was reported as being transferred. Like that's a significant portion of the population are now going to be victims of whatever nefarious plan Mr. Blair and his cronies have. So I think it's excellent the retailers have not cranked up the price with the demand that's there.
It's been a couple of things too, because the you couldn't get through to CFO today or the firearm center. Their phone system kept crashing. Their printers crashed because they couldn't keep up with the demand. And I found when it first started, everybody was price matching. Everybody was doing, you know, we'll match you. And now the last week they're saying, no, things are at the regular price. So nobody's competing, but they're not gouging people. If the price of a certain product is $800, then it's still $800. But when the first rush started, you know, if you see your competitor was $20 or $30 cheaper, we'll price match. Now they're saying because the supplies are no limited, they're saying, no, that's the price. But they're not boosting the price up. They're not gouging like when Obama.
Oh, God. At the very least, they're going back to what they were before the, like the prices went up during Obama because there was a run in the States.
Yeah.
There was like, everyone was buying ARs. No one had an AR anymore. Then production caught up and everyone had boosted their production. And you had that overlap where they're producing, but no one was buying for a little bit. So you had all that excess and then they were shipping them north and we were having a blast. So the prices dropped here, but I think at least what I can see, the prices are creeping back to where they were before.
Yeah.
So the prices have gone up, but they haven't gone up a huge amount.
They're not gouging people. They're not
with the way the demand was. Like I think they could have tacked on 100 or 100 and a half to most ARs and still sold them just about as fast, because of the demand. And I'm glad they didn't.
Yeah. I think like a lot of the retailers, have a pretty, steady and, customer base. So, you know, they don't want any of their customers. If you've got a guy that's shopping at your store and he spends thousands of dollars and you start gouging him on something, you're going to lose that customer. So I think a lot of these places, so, you know, they're being fair. They're nobody's gouging. Nobody's, you know, making a point of screwing people around like it happened with Obama. Everybody's being pretty good about it. And if you don't have one, you know, it's not uncommon where I say, well, I know somebody who has this, you can contact them, or we're referring them, refer them to other retailers. Like, I don't have what you want.
Right.
I can't get what you want, but I know a place that might. There's a little tiny shop out in Alberta called, you know, Northern Elite Firearms. And if you're really, really stuck, she might have one for you. But anybody locally in the GTA area doesn't have any.
Someone sent, I work in Bradford, so not so GTA. But someone went to Cabela's and Cabela's didn't have any. They said, "Oh, go to this shop because you know, apparently they still have." So
yeah, if we can't get them and you want to, you know, you want to keep that customer, it's just good service saying, "I can't get it for you, but I know somebody who can," and you know they appreciate it and they'll remember that.
Yeah.
I see what else there. So fondling, I have fondled everything. I've played with the Chris Vector, the CZs, because I'm working at the range now. Every new gun that's in the country, I've been fondling. Oh, I've never seen this. Oh, I've never seen this. I've had a great time the last couple of weeks working at this store. It's just been phenomenal because it's a family run business. And they treat everybody like a family and it's great. It's a really nice environment. It's fun. I came home from work. I did I've been doing Saturdays and I came home last Saturday and Terry said, so how was your day at work? And I said, I had a great beeping day. And she just looked at me. She goes, after 31 years at the TTC, you've never come home and said you had a great day. That's how nice this place is. It's really, really good. And I've never seen so many women in the shooting sports. It's just there's so many. I didn't realize so many women hunted. I had this the regular customer. They came in 1 week, talked for about a half hour. The next week, they came back, and the missus picked out a turkey shotgun for her. And then next week later, or 2 weeks later, the whole family comes in again. They've got all their daughters with them, and the daughter just turned 18. She just got her PAL. She just got her hunting license. And she's picking out, you know, her first shotgun. And then I had a lady come in. I believe it was a Madoc shooting club, and she came in the store, and she said, would you mind if I put a poster up? We have a Ladies' Day event coming up, and we'd like to promote it. We said, oh, yeah, sure. Go put it right near the range so people know. And when she's leaving, I said, excuse me. I said, have you ever heard of the Canadian Sportswomen Association? She goes, no. I said, oh, this is a really nice lady named Lorianne. She does all these hunting and women shooting events. And I said, she's really popular. I said, you should contact her if you have future events. And I said, you ever hear of Amanda Lynn? She goes, no, I've never heard of her. I said, oh, well, she's got a program on Wild TV, and she does all kinds of ladies' events. And I said, have you ever heard of the CCFR? She'd never heard of the CCFR. I said, oh, I said, they've got all kinds of women events. They do fundraising just for specifically for ladies' events. I said, you should contact Tracy Wilson, and if you got an event going, I said, they'll be more than happy to come out and supply you with people to help you and help promote it. So she's writing it all down in the panic. She'd never heard of any of these organizations.
Wow.
So it's funny how she just came in, you know, this older lady just came in from Madoc to support her own gun club, and then she got all kinds of information. So hopefully she got some support from these other organizations. But it's kind of late. Like, if you're going to go for a sponsorship for, say, somebody like Amanda, she books a year in advance, because, like, from hunting season to the end of hunting season, that girl is really, really busy. So somebody like her, you'd have to approach early. CCFR is probably a little bit more flexible because they have numerous events going on. And I know Lorianne is all hunting as well as trap and skeet shooting. So, like, Lorianne and the CCFR, she probably wouldn't have a hard time getting in contact and getting something going this summer. Amanda may take a little bit longer. But it was so, and the girl that I work with in the gun department, she's a shooter. She got, her and her dad, the owner, went turkey shooting. The dad didn't get a bird, but, you know, the daughter did. All the kids, like, both daughters hunt. So it's just great to see. I was really impressed to see. And in the range, you know, a lot of times at the range, it's either, usually a spouse or father or son that gets their partner into shooting. And that's not the case. I've seen a lot of ladies that are, you know, single women who've never, you know, they weren't introduced to shooting sports by anybody in particular. They just had the interest to do it on their own. And they made me, I had to take the club level safety course, Benny.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, we talked about this last time. When I joined my other club, I had to take it. I joined this club, I had to take it. Even though many are both instructors, the club still makes you take it, so, which is funny. But I met this young girl at the course. She's driving all the way in from Brampton to shoot because Silverdale is not accepting members till 2020, and the Lower Trent Valley is not accepting any members to 2020 as well. They had a sign up in May, and that's it. So any of the low-cost ranges, you're not going to get in. So you're having people come.
What's low cost out there?
Low cost. What was the Silverdale fee? It was a little over 200.
300 plus.
Yeah, 300 plus.
So that's relatively cheap. Some of the smaller places you can get for maybe 250. But
is that indoor or outdoor?
Either or. It depends on the style of membership. So, right. Like, for example, you have stuff like Target Sports where you pay a membership, and then unless you're paying, I think it's like $1,200, you have to pay every time you go in.
Right.
So you're paying your $100 or $150, and then every time you go, you pay another $30 to use the range. Then you have, That's one style. The other style, like Silverdale, whereas if you get in as a member, then, you know, you pay your $300 and you show up whenever you want. You get to shoot whenever you want. That's an outdoor range. But a lot of the other ranges, or at least this is the way it was explained to me when I first got into the shooting sports, was You have to buy a share of the range, so that's a couple grand, and then you got to pay your yearly membership on top of that. So it's kind of expensive in the GTA.
Well, it's the Sharing Gun Club is one that you're probably talking about. When they put right. up shares, so you can't even get a membership unless you have a share, and the share was like $3,000. But the way it normally works, you have like my home club. There's an initiation fee of $400. You pay that up front. And then after that, it's $205 every year. And that includes the CCSA. So it's $160 plus the $45 for the insurance membership. But that's indoor and outdoor. But the thing is, those are old clubs. They've been there for a very, very long time. Silverdale has been there. It was Sarah's grandfather that started Silverdale. And the members built my range probably 40, 50 years ago. So their costs was minimal back then. They owned the land. They built the building themselves. The members paid for the ventilation system. It all came out of your membership fees. So, you know, you have an older cost and older upkeep. And the only big expense of any of the older ranges have had lately is maybe upgrading the ventilation system to abide by the CFO. Nowadays.
So do you want
to
hear something real exciting? I'm going to put out a shout out to a gun club that I keep a membership into in Manitoba. And I've only ever shot there once. I think I've been a member there two years, I think it is. But the Melville Gun Club, which is just off the number one highway between Portage la Prairie and Brandon, Manitoba, I think I'm $50 a year, and that includes my that includes insurance.
Isn't that Terry's
Holy
club?
Cow.
Isn't that Terry's club?
That's Mark and Lynn Mickey.
Yeah, that's George's friend. Yeah,
has moved down east now.
Oh, has he? Yeah, I think we've had them on the show, and Mark Lynn actually is a friend of George. I think we've had them on about the range. It's great when you see ranges like that, but these days the cost to set up a range is phenomenal. If you look, say, the East Hill or Gagnon's, just the backers alone, because I didn't realize how much they cost until I went to the SHOT Show, and luckily, you know, I went around with Winston. And he showed we went up to all the range supplies, each individual. Stop, which is more or less a rectangle with AR-500 and the snail trap. Those are $85,000 US for one. So I think my range has 12 of those, and that's US. So you're looking like anybody opening a range, you're looking at $1 million just for the backstop. And then you're looking
for indoor.
And then you're looking at maybe $500,000 for the ventilation system. Then you've got the target returns and everything else. So any new range like Target Sports, if FOC gets theirs going, Gagnon's, East Hills, they all have similar cost. Like what you're saying, Benny, is that, we also have an associate membership, and I think it's $144 a year, but you have to pay $35 every time you go. Or then you go up to a next right. level where it's usually just business hours. You don't have full 24 hour access, and that's like around the $600 mark. And then if you want 24 hour access, you're depending on the range, you're looking from $1,100 to $1,500. So
right.
We're lucky at least that ranges like Gagnon's, last time I was there, they still had openings, and East Hill still has openings. But when FOC opens, I bet you their membership, like a full membership, is going to probably be like $1,500.
Yeah.
So if you want to shoot around the GTA, it's going to cost you, because any of the other smaller clubs just aren't accepting members, because shooting sports, for you know, luckily, it's gotten extremely popular. It's just very, very
but
difficult.
But that's fair, though. I mean, you can't play golf for $100 a day. No. So why do we expect to be able to shoot for $100 a day? Really?
You know, and exactly. And if you, like you said, if you go to a nice course and a golf, and you get a cart and everything else, you're a couple of $100.
And this is why I don't play golf.
Exactly.
It's a perfectly good waste of a rifle range.
Yeah. No, I've never golfed before in my life, so it's all over my head.
I went once, and I won a trophy and a set of patio lanterns for being the most honest player. Nobody told me that you had to keep, you know, it was back in my 20s, it was a drunk far as I was concerned. Nobody told me that it was the least amount of strokes. So I was honest. Every time I swung that thing and I missed, I marked it down, so... But it was fun. Like I enjoyed spending the day with my friends, but I would never do it again. The company paid for it, so.
Yeah.
Not my thing. What else? I think that's about it. It was insane today because we were having a big Father's Day thing. So we've got, it's all fishing orientated today. So we had all the Daiwa came in and a bunch of Shimano, and we've got all kinds of sales on guns, so that the store was packed today. And I didn't realize that they were staying open an extra hour to 8 o'clock. I'm like, I can't stay at 8 o'clock. He goes, why not? I said, well, I got to record at 7:30. I got friends lined up. I got to go. So I don't think they're impressed that I took off an hour early, but I wanted to get the show out. So sorry, Kevin.
Well, give them some free free advertising.
Oh, I will. I'll pay off. I'm going to do about the range packages and stuff. I'll do that in the future. But I wanted to get the charity shoot up. I think that's about it. Oh, our range is rated for 50 BMG. Indoors, 30 yards. There is nothing worse than standing indoors while somebody shoots a 50 BMG. I think my fillings are loose. It is phenomenal. And the funny part is that more than 50% of the people that elect to shoot that package are women. Women get, they like the big guns. They're the ones that want to shoot the Desert Eagle and 50 A&E, and they're the ones that want to shoot the 50 BMG. So it's awesome. I always say, are you sure you want to? He said, yeah, okay, I'll show you how to do it. But that's been funny. The whole building shakes, the foundation shakes when you shoot this thing. Nasty. I don't see why people would want to shoot one outdoors, never mind indoors, but I have yet.
Yeah, you dropped your coffee at the pumpkin shoot 2 years ago.
Yeah, blew the coffee right out of my hand from the muzzle blast. It's not as bad when you're right behind it, but because we're indoors, it's nasty. So, but if you want to try a 50 BMG, there is a package at East Hill Outdoors, and you can try it. So let's get to the charity. Jason.
Yes, sir.
So this year's Podcaster Charity Shoot is hosted by the CCFR Podcast, correct?
CCFR Radio Pod.
So yes. Tell us where it is this year and what type of events you have set up for this year's charity shoot.
It's going to be in Drumheller, or just east of Drumheller, Alberta, the Drumheller District Shooters Association. So just off the highway, just going down the Drumheller Valley to the east. So 2 miles out of town, I think it is. The event, we originally envisioned it being really intensely competitive because, you know, as you hear on the podcast all the time, everything's a contest. And then I found out, and I should have known ahead of time, of course, this particular range doesn't allow any shotguns. The landowner says no. They lease the land. We agree to abide by all rules, regardless whether we agree with them or not. So no shotguns, which means I can't win, which meant there's not going to be much contest this time. But what we do have is static and fixed firing lines with self-healing Matador flapjack targets at 25, 50, and 100 yards. So we're going to have different, it should be posted probably, I hope to have it done by the end of Friday, but it might even go up tonight if everything goes well. But realistically, Friday, it's going to be up what each bench will be. So we're going to have sponsored shooting benches. We're going to have volunteers from the Canadian University Shooting Federation and the Calgary University Firearms Association, University of Calgary Firearms Association. Gotta get the words in the right order. You know, the really core group of the firearms groups in Southern Alberta through the universities have come up with 14 volunteers for us. So we're going to have range safety officers basically at every shooting position. There's 2 pistol bays. We're going to have Know Your Limits on one and El Presidente on the other. And the really cool thing about the Know Your Limits is we're going to have targets at 5, 10, and 15 meters. And you're going to have the opportunity to shoot Pro-Hib handguns there that are going to be supplied by Alberta Tactical Rifle. They have brought out some of their own private collection. We had tried to get permission, and we're still working on it, but we haven't got it yet, to shoot some of the fancier rifles that they have, because there is a caliber limit of 338 Lapua and nothing fully auto. But we're still in conversation with the CFO if we can try and get that kicked up. I believe they're going to bring some that you can hold and fondle and get your picture taken. And the only way we could do this is because CCFR Radio also has downrange TV. And because ATRS and Proline Shooters in Calgary both have prop departments, they're bringing some of their fully functional prop firearms to be filmed and to be put on the TV show. So this is your opportunity to come and shoot some cool stuff you probably will never have another chance to do. We should have that list again, hopefully by the end of business on Friday, of what they're bringing and what we're able to bring. So there's 10 shooting benches, flapjack targets at 25, 50, and 100 yards. At 200 and 300 yards, the club has steel targets. They're what I call a heart attack target. I'm not sure if it's a technical term or not. But it's a silhouette-style steel target with a 4-inch circle flapjack in the or flapper in the middle. So what we're going to do is if we're going to time it'd be a timed event, 5 rounds, 1 mandatory mag change. So that way, if you're shooting a semi-automatic or a bolt action, you can shoot single shot or if you like, but you have to do some sort of mag manipulation, and all 5 targets have to hit the 4-inch flapper to have your time written down. And whoever's fastest times the biggest caliber will get a prize.
So that's like a 1 target with a center target that, swings?
Yeah, it's a swinger in the middle. So it's not that hard at 200 and 300 yards with a good rifle and a good scope to hit basically a silhouette style target that's 4 feet tall and 2.5 feet wide. But there's a 4-inch flapper in the middle of it. You got to try and hit that 5 times as fast as you can. So that's the competition part. We're also going to have some fancy rifles there to shoot the long-distance stuff. And that those details are still in negotiation, but there's a long-range shooting school up near Hanna, and we're trying to get the boys from there to come down where they've said they will. They have a class that day, but they're going to try and bring some of their neat and expensive and fun stuff to have people try out as well. The big thing to remember is bring all the ammunition you plan on shooting through your own firearm. But please be prepared if you're going to shoot somebody else's firearm that it's going to be factory ammunition only, and there will be some available at the range at cost. Nobody really is in a financial position to feed my shooting addiction, so we can't really expect anybody to feed your ammo addiction either. But it will be there and be available, and the Canadian Tire Store in town actually has made arrangements to bring in extra ammunition in the common caliber. So it's available. It's just outside of town. So if you run out, you should be able to run into Canadian Tire and get some. They've been very involved with the range even prior to this event. So it's been good there. So then we're going to shoot. We're going to start at 8. We'll have a rolling safety briefing. So anybody that comes after 8 o'clock, at 8 o'clock, we're going to have a safety brief and an introduction and some hype and hoopla and speeches and such. It'll be very short speeches, I promise. And then we're going to shoot from 9 till noonish. There's going to be a barbecue on site. That's going to be all the money from the barbecue, of course, goes to the Big Country Anti-Violence Association. And then that's that and the local Humane Society, the Drumheller District Humane Society, are our two charities that we're supporting this year. About 3 o'clock, give or take a little bit, we are going to wrap up the shooting and go down to the Rosedale Hall, which is it's just past stumbling distance from the range, and we're going to have a pig on a spit. So Nice. Please, if you are interested in coming, sorry, Benny, it's a pig on a spit. I understand there's a cultural thing there, but it's still
fine,
a pig
it's
on a
Saturday
spit.
Anyways.
It still smells good, though, right, Benny?
Yeah, it's still a pig on a spit. That's all the range. There's going to be corn on the cob and pig on a spit and salads and good time to be had by all. I'm still in the process of organizing a live podcasting event. So, it's an old community hall. There'll be a stage there. The plan at this point, which I'm 99% sure is locked down, I'll know everything by the end of Friday, that we'll have, microphones and podcasters. I think there are 5, possibly 6 individual podcasters going to be there, so we'll have a bit of a live podcasting recording event. The bar will be open, dinner will be on, and we'll have silent live auction stuff for fundraising. We've got, I think there's 4 guns, and some may be prizes, some may be raffles, and some will be live auction. And then there's gun cases and target hangers and all sorts of stuff being donated. Big shout out to the whole firearms community. You can check out the Facebook page for the 9th annual Podcasters Charity Shoot of the named sponsors that are there. There's also a tremendous amount of smaller sponsors who weren't able to meet the threshold that we had set to be a named sponsor. And we'll publicize all those people after the event. But we wanted to give the primary promotion to the people who stepped up for that. If you haven't been contacted by anybody on the committee and you want to, there's still lots of time, please reach out to me on the Facebook page or through the Podcasters Charity Shoot Facebook page, or jason.philp@firearmrights.ca, and we'll get you on the list and we'll get you participating. Eventbrite has the tickets for the dinner and for the shoot. They do have to be purchased separately because there's a cost to both. And we're trying to raise $10,000, which is our pie in the sky number. And what that does is $10,000 will secure 6 months of emergency shelter for families fleeing violence. There is only one permanently funded, permanently established women's shelter or family violence shelter in the area that I'm aware of. And it has permanent funding. Big Country Anti-Violence Association basically picks up everything that they can't handle. So if you are not in the right part of Alberta to get in there, or it's full, then the Big Country Anti-Violence Association will help you out. So that's why we picked $10,000, and that's why we picked that charity, is A, it's the right thing to do, and 6 months is pretty much what the minimum it takes to get back on your feet if you're fleeing a violent home. So it's a pretty worthwhile cause, and the people involved are shooters. So it's really, really cool.
I think it sounds like a great cause to me. I think what a lot of people don't realize is that whoever is hosting the charity shoots, they pick the sponsor. So whenever when we did it, we picked Soldier On, and then the Canadian Patriot podcast, they picked their sponsor group, and Slamfire picked their sponsor. So it's not one individual group. Each podcast splits it up, and that way it goes across the whole community. So we try to help different groups every year, not just one group, which is one thing I like about it, because all shooters get together and they usually decide who they're going to support each year instead of just supporting the same group over and over again. We get to spread the wealth, which is kind of nice.
There's one other thing too. If you're interested and you want to give it a try, we actually had a guy reach out to us, and I'm just trying to pull up his name here. And he does axe and tomahawk and knife throwing. I built some targets. It's not part of what the normal range activity there, but we've got targets, and he's going to come and actually shoot. There is apparently a right and a wrong way to do it, and he's going to show you the right way. So we're going to have tomahawks and throwing axes and knife throwing as, you know, something to do. We don't really know, because obviously there's still 20 some odd days till the shoot happens. How many people are going to show up? We can comfortably handle 150. We can uncomfortably handle 250. Although if we get 250 people for dinner, you don't get to eat as much pork. The other thing is, remember we said it wasn't real competitive? There is a prize for he who can claim to have eaten the most pig.
Nice.
That's going to be the best trophy there, I think. If not the best trophy, it'll be the best prize.
Well, if Filthy attends, he would win that prize.
I don't know. I've seen Trevor eat. He's coming.
This is true. This is true.
And Filthy some of you have seen. Some of you have seen me eat. I'm qualified.
Yes, but have you seen George eat?
No, I have not.
Is George coming?
No, George isn't going to go. We're on vacation that week, but.
Perfect.
We rented a cottage.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
I think I'm really sad that we're not able to come this year, actually, because it's the first one we've missed. And well, I've only been shooting 4 or 5 years, so it's the first one I've missed. But
it was really important, because the time was kind of, the date was pre-selected before I got involved with it. And they wanted something in the Calgary area. Well, I'm not sure if you've ever heard of the greatest outdoor show on earth, but the Calgary Stampede actually starts the Thursday before that. So having it in Calgary just wasn't feasible. You couldn't count on hotel rooms. It's like there's no multi-discipline club easily to get to Calgary, and the hotels are all booked. But Drumheller's only an hour in a couple, like it's just, you can do it in an hour quite handily from the Calgary International Airport for anybody that's flying in. We got a WestJet discount for anybody who wants to book through WestJet. It's called Convention Code, and it's on the podcast page, webpage. And Drumheller's got a ton of stuff to do. I vacationed there last year. I only live 45 miles west of there, and I had never spent much time in the valley, but the Drumheller Valley has an intense history of the coal mining that went on there and the history of the place. Plus, the Royal Tyrrell Museum is there. In fact, they've got a velociraptor dolled up in a basketball uniform just for tonight's game. And it's just a spectacular place to be. So there's tons of activities. If not everybody in your family wants to come to the event, that's fine. There's lots of other things to do. If you want to just come for dinner instead of the shoot, tickets are available. We'd be happy to have you. Go ahead.
They have the world's largest dinosaur.
Yeah. Yeah, and stairs all the way up to the top.
Now, is there going to be any action pistol shooting at the charity shoot, or is it going to be mostly...
Yeah, so it's because of we don't know who's coming, and like I said, it's not a competition. The action pistol shooting is limited to the know your limits, so that's where you have the flapjack targets at varying distances at speed, and then the El Presidente, which is an IPSC style, but it'll be a barrel start, so you'll stand facing uprange, then the timer will go off, you'll turn around, insert your magazine, two shots each on three targets, magazine change, two shots each on three targets. So that's what we have right now. There is the possibility of a second, probably a third pistol event, but as I'm not a pistol specialist, I don't have the imagination. So if somebody wants to email me or text me with an easy to manage, exciting and fun pistol portion, I'm always open for suggestions.
I'm sure Adriel or Trevor could come up with something like that, because that's all Trevor does is design stages for IPSC matches all the time. So he could probably design a short stage that would be newbie friendly.
Well, we don't want any motion, right?
The steel challenge playbook would work.
Except that we can't shoot steel in the pistol bays there, unfortunately.
Right. But I'm saying like the concept. You can take out the steel, put in something else. Like if you're using the flapjacks, then you're golden. And it's literally, I think I've only shot a modified steel challenge, and that was with I think the largest target array for the stages we shot was, I think, six targets. So you're really, it's not a complicated thing, and it's already out there. It's easy to find.
Perfect. Awesome. Do you want to send me a link?
I'll pull one up right now. Yeah, send it to you. No problem.
Perfect. Thank you.
And plus, you can have the Matador Arms resealable targets as well, too.
That's right. Yeah, Matador Arms was one of the first people to put their product in my hand. They've got water bottles for it as well, which I haven't seen yet, but you know, if it's Matador Arms, it's going to be good. And they've stopped making their flapjack targets, so they gave me a bunch of them. So depending on how the day goes, and it really, I would love to be able to shoot these things to pieces. My ones at home haven't been shot to pieces yet, and they've got a lot of rounds to them. But we might be able to hand out a few of them. I know the range itself wants to keep a few just to have them on hand because they don't have any. But yeah, we've got something for everybody that shows up. We would really like everybody and their dog to come. Well, not their dog, but, you know, the family.
Well, if their dog's got hearing protection, why not?
If you've ever seen the YouTube videos or the Facebook videos that I've put up, you can tell why my dog isn't allowed to come. As soon as you shoot, she's going to pick up whatever you shot. And if you didn't shoot anything she can pick up, you get some stink eye.
And you've got the maple seed running the day before.
Maple seed is, it was kind of funny. I was a little upset. I never saw one posting for the maple seed event. I never saw any of it. So I phoned Kelly and said, what's going on? Why can't we have, and she said, it's full.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure whether it was. Yeah. I'm not sure whether it was minutes, hours, or days, but it sold out. It sold out before I saw anything promoting it, which is really good. And that's another thing too. I originally canceled the maple seed portion of it because based on the maple seed specs, they didn't have a berm that was appropriate for maple seed. But when I told the range that we weren't going to do the maple seed because the berm wasn't appropriate, they said, we'll build you another berm.
Wow.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. So I would reasonably expect that as soon as we have a cadre of Alberta maple seed instructors that the Drumheller Club would put on fairly regular maple seeds, I think it's something that is certainly within their mandate to do, and they certainly seem excited about it.
Well, maple seeds just exploded in popularity. As soon as they put up shoots, they book right up because it is the cheapest, most effective training you will ever get.
It's too hard for a guy like me, though.
It really isn't.
even an old guy like you can do it, Jason. I'm pushing 60 and I did it. So
if I can do it, you can do it.
Well, I actually took my wife and my two daughters last year to the maple seed in Kananaskis, and it was 35 degrees. But at noon, I was a rock star. And by the time it came to the end of it, I was done. And my wife handily beat me. And she doesn't shoot hardly at all. And she beat me by a large margin. And yeah, that's what it is. But I have dinner waiting for me. I thank you for your time on the podcast. I'm sad that you're not coming. I think Wanda and George being on vacation, I think it's just a sad excuse that they're not going to be there. But, you know, I might forgive them.
I'm sorry.
I changed jobs. I've changed jobs. I've retired, and I got a new job, and I'm working Friday, Saturdays.
I hear excuses.
And Benny's not available Saturdays.
But hey, Benny, you can buy a ticket on the Friday and just not show up. It's fine.
He's done that. He has done that.
Everybody to buy a ticket. Like I said, it is a fantastic cause. The Big Country Anti-Violence Association is worthy of our support, and I'm very happy to be doing it. So anybody that's coming, has any questions, don't hesitate to reach out. Eventbrite's got the tickets on there. The Facebook page has got the information. The sponsors are being updated. Everybody that's chipped in over the last little while to crank up the sponsors, thank you so much. And that's all I got to say about that.
Listen, thanks for the time,
Jason. Thank you for coming on,
Jason. Go eat.
Have a great night, everybody.
Okay, good night, Jason.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was nice. Thanks, Jason. We appreciate the update on the charity shoot, because I haven't really been involved this year. The way things have been going, I had no interest of going out to Alberta, but I wanted to give them some love and support, and it's great to see that Jason's got it going this far. So, excellent. So, listener email. Well, none of us have checked the email, so somebody might have written us, but we haven't checked. We usually let Mike check the emails, and he's not available tonight. Anybody have any comments?
Well, I was going to say, we know what all you old people are doing. You're all on Facebook now, so apparently that's where Grandma hangs out, or Grandpa. But I'm on Facebook, so, and I'm the youngest guy here. So you can reach out to us on Facebook if you want, and we'll still respond to you and actually get the message.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So don't forget to like us on Facebook and leave us a comment and rating on iTunes. I think Stacy checks iTunes for us a couple times a year, but we don't usually do iTunes. But Facebook's actually the best way to get a hold of us, because if you message us on Facebook, we'll get in touch with you.
Yep.
Shout-outs. Miss Wanda.
Shout-out to Thomas for fixing my Ruger for me.
Oh, you're welcome.
I was very excited about that. It was always great to see you and Terry again.
Oh, it was nice hanging out with you. So hopefully you can get signed up for another Maple Seed this summer and beat George to your patch.
Yes, that would be good, wouldn't it?
That'd be awesome.
George still doesn't have his patch?
No.
No.
I have to call
exactly. Him. Exactly.
Knock some sense into him.
He's tried it with his rifle. He's tried it with my rifle. And he may try it with Wanda's rifle now. She has a nice rifle. Maybe, but it's funny because when Jason was talking about the one day and how he was paying for it at the end, it was worse than George and I. It was below freezing, and the apple seed is 2 days. So by the end of the second day, we were, you know, the two old guys were in agony laying on the cold ground. So the second day we medicated, we had Advil and we had Tylenol 2s or 3s. And once we were medicated, we were able to do it, or I was able to do it. And George came up close. He got pretty close. So he was happy that that his scores had gone up. So I know if he spends 1 day at the range, just 1 day practicing, George, that's all you need. 1 day, you'll get your patch.
Right?
Maybe I'll have to make the trek to London to take George to the range.
We would love that, Benny. You're welcome anytime.
Okay. Well, we'll be in touch.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll bring my dad's leather belt. And that's only because, you know, I don't use leather anymore. I'm all into the scuba webbing now, so. Yeah.
I've always liked leather work, but I'm not going to say another word. I'll just get in trouble here.
Too late.
Oh goodness.
I guess that's what happens when you're old school.
Thomas, you got any shout-outs?
I do. I'm trying to find the poster for the Milverton Cooey event coming up. And I can't find it. It's coming up in a couple weeks. And I've got my phone and my bifocals. I got bifocals now, guys. I finally caved in.
Cooey Day is Sunday, July the 7th.
Excellent. Thank you, Wanda.
Yes.
So head out there if you're into cooies, want to do some 22 shooting. They should have some for display, some for trade, some for sale. So you can go out there and see our friend Josh. And that's about shout out wise. Let me think. Well, you know, I'd like to shout out the crew that I work with for the last 13 years at the TTC, the traffic checkers. You know, even though I'm not impressed with my employer's actions, I worked with a really good group of people, and I will miss you guys. So, Gaetano, Paul, Chris, thanks, guys. I'm going to miss working with you. That's it.
What day did I say? Did I say Sunday, July the 7th?
Yep.
I think it's Saturday, July the 6th.
That makes more sense.
No, that's in Coburg. That's a Cooey Day in Coburg.
There's one in Coburg, and there's also one at the Milverton Gun Club that Josh belongs to.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that one's the 7th.
Oh, so it might be two separate ones. Well, yes. You know what? Next week's show will have the dates in there for sure. But nobody really did the show notes because it was a last-minute dash because Jason asked us to...
Because the listeners needed to hear us.
They did. And Jason wanted to get out some promo for the charity shoot. I said, okay, yeah, we'll do it this Thursday. But we're all working. I finished work at 7. I got here 7:15. And by the time I logged on and everything, I had like 5 minutes to spare. So, but it's nice. I'm retired now from the TTC. I work in a great place. I get to play with guns all day. I get to shoot all day. I'm happy. So life is good. Now
congratulations, Thomas.
Thank you. I get some more range time. I get a discount on ammo and guns if I want.
That's awesome.
So hopefully I can start getting out. When I get my bifocals and I can see the front sight, hopefully I can start competing. And I will no longer have an excuse for Michael for not attending his IDPA matches.
Yes.
Did you see the new revolver that he got, that he posted?
Yes, it was very nice.
I think that's actually Sarah's revolver, you know.
Stop planting the seeds of doubt.
I think he mentioned about Sarah getting it. But it's a beautiful revolver, so hopefully, well, he gets to use it anyway because she's not going to be shooting this year because they're going to have another baby.
Yes.
So it's just going to be sitting in the safe for a year, so he might as well use it and break it in and make it feel welcome in the new home, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe he posted a picture of it on the New Shooter Canada page.
He did. We have one in the shop. It looks really nice. And I noticed because it's got 8 cylinders, the reset's really short. Like when you do the double action, the cylinder doesn't have to travel as much for farther distance. And I found it that the double action is really, really, really fast. So I think Mike should do very well with it.
Nice.
Okay, until next week, keep your barrels downrange and smoking.
Take your lady shooting.
It's not about the odds, it's about the stakes.
Thanks for listening, everybody, and I promise we're going to start getting the episodes out on a more timely basis now that we have some more regular schedules in our lives. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I really like 22 now.
Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear from you with any questions or feedback you may have, or if you just want to call shenanigans. You can contact us at host@newshootercanada.ca or through our Facebook page.
The way they look, I like the shiny steel and the polished wood. I don't care if they're big or small, they're for sale until I want them all. I like guns, I like guns, I like guns.